Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's session on the President's Education Awards Program, a great way to recognize graduates for their hard work. My name is Nikki Sparks, and I'm the Director of Operations, Student Programs, and Special Projects with NAESP. We are so thrilled to have with us today Ms. Frances W. Hopkins from the Office of Communications and Outreach at the U.S. Department of Education. Frances's work at the department has spanned 28 years of service and outreach for the advancement of education programs such as National Blue Ribbon Schools and the Presidential Scholars Program that celebrate our nation's students and schools. As the director of the President's Education Awards Program, Frances is a part of a team that oversees the only recognition program within the agency that works directly with America's educators to honor students for their academic achievements. Thanks for being with us today, Honor. And Frances.
Great. Thank you so much, Nikki, and Honor. This is an honor to be a part of this webinar today. I'm so thankful to be here and to share. So hello, everyone. And we'll pretty much just start off with who do we have here today? Who's here? Principal. Are you a principal, assistant principal, teacher, educator, student, a professional learner, provider, or you can just chat box and other, and so we'll know who's actually here joining us for this webinar today. Wow, so we have principals, principal, assistant principal, teacher, educator, no students right now, and we have under other, I'm not sure exactly what you all.
We had a lot of school counselors chime in.
Oh, great. Okay, great, great. So thank you again for joining us. We're happy that you took the time to join us today. And today's goals, you'll gain insight about the President's Education Awards Program, and we'll share how you'll be able to distinguish the difference between the two categories of the recognition program, since there are two awards that students can receive through their principal, and how to understand just how easy it is to request your certificates for students under each category. And it also will allow you to learn about the timelines and participation nationwide. And again, we're happy that you're joining us today. And I'll just give you a quick background about the President's Education Awards Program. And the President's Education Awards Program is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Education in partnership with NAESP and NASSP. And the program is developed to help principals recognize and honor students who have achieved high academic goals through hard work and dedication to learning. And furthermore, the program started back in 1983. And I'm not sure how many have been have known much about the program, but the program actually years ago used to be called the Presidential Fitness Program many, many years ago. So I guess people had to really work out. And so we have two certificate categories, excellence and achievement, which focus more on the growth and development of a student who hasn't quite got to the excellence piece yet, as of yet. And it's nominated and recognized by school principals. The principal has the sole discretion on which students receive the award. Here at the department, we do not pretty much push for that piece of it. We don't handle that piece of it. It's more handled at your local school level, at the school level. And each student will receive a certificate, and the school receives a letter, a congratulatory letter from the president and the secretary of education. And millions are awarded annually. Just last year, 2020, even though we all were going through the pandemic and still are, the President's Education Awards Program still continued. However, we had 1.75 million. We were still in the millions with all the school shutdowns, school closings and things like that. And we were just still thrilled that principals took the initiative to still honor their students in the midst of a pandemic. So the whole point of this webinar also is to let everyone know that the program is still pushing along, and we're trying to really get the word out to have schools and principals principals and teachers, even parents, know that this program still is around, still exists, or even those that do not know much about it. We hope, you know, today that you can get a lot out of this and want to reward your students in the midst of a pandemic and all that we all are facing. And the two awards that we use that as honoring these students is first the President's Award for Educational Achievement is one of the two awards that I was just speaking of that principals award to the students. This particular award recognizes students that show outstanding educational growth and improvement and commitment or intellectual development through their academic subjects that meet educational excellent, that meet these awards. This particular achievement award is geared towards students that may have an IEP or just need some more special attention as far as their growth and things like that. However, with this particular award is very unique. It can be a student that actually just performs really well in the arts and things like that. So they wouldn't always be able to achieve this particular award, even if they're, you know, they perform better with arts or, you know, sports or anything of that sort. But the principal or the teacher over the years have seen that the student really puts forth the effort. So this award is usually given out to those students. And again, the principal has the sole discretion on who receives this particular award. And this award is given out quite a bit. As I said, you know, so no student is pretty much left behind. All students can, you know, still receive this particular award as long as they're, you know, showing achievement, working hard and things like that. So pretty much no student would be left out as far as receiving an award. So the President's Award for Educational Excellence is pretty much, as I said, is for students that actually have received honor roll throughout their school year, their academic school years. And again, both awards are for grades K through 12. And the principal, again, has sole discretion on who would receive this particular award. At times, there is a criterion set on the school level, not the federal level. So if the student is actually, you know, excelling in their test scores and things like that over the years, this award would probably go to a student that actually has had honor roll and things like that. Attendance does fall into play at times. I've gotten calls from parents or even school principals or teachers asking about the attendance piece. And of course, the attendance piece would play a role in it, you know, because they would have to, you know, actually physically be there to excel or be in the achievement status and things like that. But again, the U.S. Department of Education would not have any role in which students would receive it. And what we love most about this award is by it being on a school level, you know, the principal and the teachers, they know their students. So they know them personally. They know what they're capable of and things like that. So this award is really, really good for, you know, them to be able to actually monitor and see the students, you know, throughout and perform. They have the relationships with the students as well as the parents. So I would get, you know, sometimes get calls about students that, from parents that felt as though their students should have received the award. However, we can't make the decision on that. It's on the school level and the principal has sole discretion on which students would receive the award. But again, very few calls about that because, most students are striving to do well. So either award would be great for them to achieve and to have. And I went over the achievement already with you. And we will also, I should have said at the beginning, we'll have time for some questions and answers as well, because I'm for sure you have questions and answers. And I would just love to know actually what group of folks that are online aren't familiar with the PEAT program or who has been doing the PEAT program. And here on this slide pretty much shows you the the President's Education Award itself. And also Nikki probably would touch base on, there's also pins that come through NASP as well. But here at the department, we would have the certificates that are free that are sent out. You can place your orders through the toll-free number that we'll get along to in a minute. But on here, we also, you know, just also receive like congratulatory, kudos to students or principals or teachers. So we usually post things like that and share that during our events that we go out to and things like that. And we just want to let each one of you know that you still have time to reward your students during their promotion or graduation ceremonies. I'm not sure quite, you know, what schools are opening or open at this time. However, we still want to let you know that you can still place orders and reward your students. And we're just looking forward to making this program year an even better program year. And like I said, last year was just pretty tough for all of us. And we just want to keep the light shining for all the students to let them know that, you know, we still see that they're performing, they're still pushing through, even if they're at home, homeschooling, you know, just having to do classes virtual and things like that. So we want to let them know that the award still exists, the award is available, and we hope that principals will get on board with it and look forward to working with everyone. And here on this slide is a map which shows all the states that participate in the President's Education Awards program. So we put together, basically it's like a virtual map that you can click on the U.S. Department of Education's website, and you can actually see if your school is participating. And we always encourage, if your school is not, if a parent can go on there, if your school is not, a teacher can go on there, and if your school is not, please think about or please join and be a part of the President's Education Awards program. And again, it's a free program that is geared towards working with this, you know, awarding the students, and we're just trying to really, really get everyone on board with this, especially again, you know, with just so much that's going on around the world, we really want to encourage our students across the nation and being a part of it. So this is actually on the website, and this link below, you can check it out. But as Honor, I think we'll probably even share, even after this webinar, everything will be on the NASP website. So you can look back over the slides and see if it's something that you missed or things like that, or you can also reach out to me, which I'll get to that information later as well. And right now we'll have testimonies, but I don't see that the students are on, so we'll go back to them. I have two students that will give their PEEP impact, but I can go back to that. And so we'll just go right to some more question and answer time. And again, you can just go to the chat box and type in a question that you may have that you want answered. Even if this is all new to you, I like to know that. You can comment, anything like that. But we would really like to know, what do you want to know about the PEEP program so we can more make this webinar, you know, really good for you and worth your time in participating. So if you can just take the time to put in a question in our chat box or comment, and you can do it at this time. Thank you.
Frances, we already have a lot of really, really good questions.
Okay.
And some of them I'll be able to help field as well you know, the kind of liaison between the department and the ordering facility.
Okay, great.
One of them, a lot of the questions are asking for clarification in the process in which you get the certificates. For example, you don't need to submit a list of your students' names to get the certificates. That's
right.
Right.
No. Right.
So
correct.
you just place your order. Once you have your list finalized of the students that are going to receive the awards, you are able to go online to the website and place the order for certificates, basically.
Right. And just to piggyback on that as well, because we'll get caught, we'll have people reach out to us about how many certificates they can receive. And that's totally up to you, your school. You know the students best. So we encourage you to, order certificates for all the students that have achieved, whichever awards, the achievement or the excellence award.
Yeah. The process is almost identical to what it's been in the previous years.
Right.
And then the list, the U.S. map that Francis was referring to showed you is, after the program closes down at the end of the year, we go through the lists and basically gather everything together, all this information, and provide a breakdown of those schools to show you how many schools in what state have ordered. We always think that's neat information to have.
Right. It's just great for them to have. Like I said, I'm for sure Nikki has gotten calls as well. You'll get calls and they're like, is my school participating? Basically the map comes from the orders that are tracked. And Nikki probably could speak more on that piece, but it's just a great tool to have because you'll see if your school participated or used to participate and no longer is participating. And actually, it goes back to 2013 all the way up until this past year. So it's really good to, check it out when the webinar is over. You can check it out and see if your school is even participating. But if you're a principal, you probably would know if they are or they're not. But it's just a good tool to have as well.
Right. A lot of questions that are coming in is when is ordering available and when is the deadline? Mm-hmm. So, again, I can speak to that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a little bit of a delay in the program
right.
this year with the transition in the administration.
Right.
Everything has to be signed anew with the new president's signature and the U.S.
Exactly.
Secretary of Education. But we do plan on launching online ordering next week on Wednesday, February 24th. We will have ordering open online, and that will be open and available through June, usually, as we allow access for ordering. So you've got plenty of time to figure out the criteria for your students and
right.
what award. Plenty of time to get that. And you don't have to apply to participate. It's not an application process, really. It's just ordering the merchandise, basically.
Right. Exactly.
We did have some questions about how are you suggesting that we move forward with GPA when our students did not receive A, B, C, D, those types of grades for the third trimester, of the school year.
Okay. And again, it's totally up to the principal. That's why we leave it, we stress that the principal has sole discretion. And we know last year was just really tough for everyone. So we would totally leave it up to the principal. You know the student best. And so I would say, most students are deserving of it if they got to that point of it. So again, it's totally up to the school principal as to who would receive the award. As you know, each state is different as far as test scores and things like that. So we pretty much leave it up to the school principal. So it's totally up to you.
There
a few individuals have asked to see the URL on the page with the map again so that they can go through the website and look at the specific criteria. So if you
could and you said control.
Go back to that. Yeah.
Okay. And that was just
And a question came in about how soon can we expect to receive the awards after placing the order? So orders that contain certificates, because those are still a work in process right now, considering the Secretary of Education has not yet been confirmed. We will start accepting orders next week at the end of February, and orders that contain certificates, we plan to start shipping those out by the end of March to allow for any delays in the program or the signing or anything like that.
Right. And also, we would stress that when you place the order, give the exact, you know, the correct address as to where you want it shipped to, you know, just to ensure you receive them and you receive them on time. We know last year was just totally a different year for everyone. So we just want to make sure that you get the certificates as well. And just to ensure that you receive it. And because I'm not sure which schools, you know, are physically open to receive, you know, because sometimes packages could come and no one's there to get it. So we want to make sure that, you know, when you place the order, give an address that they can actually be delivered to as well.
Somebody brought up a question about the silver and gold certificates or mm-hmm. awards. Do those still exist?
Yeah, well, the silver is the achievement and gold is the excellence. So, yes, they do still exist. Some people do call them silver and gold, but it's achievement and excellence award. Yes. And it's a, you know, the silver seal and then it's a gold seal.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked about a letter that comes with the certificates.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what I mentioned earlier in the presentation. Yes, there's a letter, a congratulatory letter that comes with it from the secretary as well as the president. And as you know, since we're in a transition period, that's pretty much what we're on hold and waiting for, you know, for the secretary to be confirmed and things like that. So everything will stay the same, and that will your school will receive the congratulatory letters along with the certificates as well.
Somebody asked about an award, or how do you recommend an award or gauge success for arts, for success in the arts in school?
Okay, and that falls into more of the achievement. We do have a student, one of the students is actually, he should be able to pretty much share a little of his experience with that piece. But the achievement piece is what I was mentioning about the arts. If a student is, you know, high ranking in arts, and maybe their academics is a B or C average, you know, but their arts is just phenomenal, or, you know, they're just really doing and good in other classes. They can receive the achievement award. And again, it's, you know, the principal has the sole discretion, but that's what the point of the achievement award is for. And that's what is more used for. And it's clearly stated in the criterion. So most principals, you know, are aware of that. So students can still receive a President's Education Award. We pretty much were just waiting for the students. So the President's Education Awards, as Nikki mentioned, the ordering will open up on February 24th, next week, and that you can go online and place the order. That's the quickest way to do it. And then if you have questions, you can call to 1-877-897-4784. And again, these slides will be available after the webinar is over as well, if it's something that you missed or questions you may have. And you can also place an order via email as well. And I'll be available, and my information is here as well. So you can always, you know, give me a call directly or email me, and I'll be able to answer any of your questions that you may have pertaining to the criterion or just anything in particular, you know, that any specific questions that you may have. I'll be available as well as Nikki on the NAESP side. She's available. So we have a whole team of folks that will be with you.
Francis, if you go to the last slide and just leave that up, we have a lot of other questions too. So I think we can still go through those.
Okay. And we do have one of
great questions.
Sure. Okay.
One of them is something about the Citizenship Award. Is that still available? Somebody had a question about that.
Okay, Nikki, I'll let you speak on that piece.
Sure.
So through NAESP.
we do have the American Citizenship Award available. You order it in the same place that you get your presidential awards online. And the American Citizenship Award is basically rewards and recognizes students for, kind of says it, their great citizenship in the school. And that's the criteria for that is, again, set at the principal's discretion, but it's for things like, you know, you see a student pick up trash that they saw on the ground and put it in a trash can, or a student that, you know, is on crutches and another student helps them carrying their books to class, things like that, things that kind of inspire others to do better as individuals and to grow and be better citizens. So those awards are also available, for purchase at the same time, same place you can get your PEEP awards. Those are, certificates and medallions are available for that award. And the same for the presidential awards. I saw a few questions pop up about that. The presidential awards, the certificates themselves are always free of cost. There are also lapel pins available for purchase. There's medallions. And lanyards available for purchase, graduation cords for purchase. So we've got a really great variety of things available for you to recognize your students with.
Right.
I have a question as far as, Nikki, do they have to actually join PEEP or can they just order?
So that's a great question. So it's not a join or apply process. It's you just order the certificates and the materials. You don't have to be accepted into the program. Your school can absolutely participate. There's no, you know, review process on the part of the department on whether your school can participate or not. So it's just once you go through your students, however you're evaluating them, if it's their GPA, if it's their grades, you know, however you're deciding the criteria for the awards. You go through that, you create your list of what student gets what award. We don't need that list from you. It's just you get your final number. If it's 250 students get the Excellence Award, all you have to do is log onto the website and type in, we need 250 of these certificates. And that's pretty much it. It's as simple as that.
Right.
And the certificates come to you blank. They are signed by the president and the U.S. Secretary of Education, but the name of the individual student, that spot on the certificate is left blank. So you can print it yourself.
Yeah. So the principal, so the principal fills that piece in. Cause they know, you know, again, they know their student, you know, they know which student. So, the only signatures that are on there is the president and the secretary. Those are the two signatures that are on there.
And so in terms of the criteria, does each school set their own criteria or is there like a guidance that you guys give for that?
Well, the guidance that we give is on our website. And again, it's, you know, dealing as far as the test scores and, as for the excellence pieces, the test scores, and also if they have, you know, achieved all throughout their elementary school year or middle school or high school. And it's in to be specific, it's only for graduating students. So some will call and just want to, you know, give a certificate every year, but it's for the graduating students. So that's key to, you know, for the principals to know. That's why we stress, like, you know, at the promotion ceremony or the graduation ceremony, that's when they would receive it. But again, it's the criterion is we give like a basic criterion for the school to kind of flow off of, but we really don't have it set like in concrete is still up to the school, because each school district or each state is different. So we leave that piece up to the school, but we kind of just set it, just kind of share what, you know, is expected for excellence or what's expected for achievement. So that's why we also have that arts piece in there as well, for kids that may not, have high test scores and things like that, because some kids don't. And so we don't want to leave anyone out. So, but again, it's totally up to this school principal. That was a great question as far as, I never thought about if folks think that, you know, they have to join the PEEP. I never thought about that. But no one has to join, you know, the PEEP program. It's totally up to the school if they want to participate, but we highly encourage them to reward their students, you know, for their hard work. And again, this is the only program within the U.S. Department of Education that actually awards students directly in the classroom. As Nikki read in the beginning, there's three other recognition programs within the office that I work in as well, dealing with the student piece, but this is the only one that actually awards students directly in the classroom from elementary, middle, and high school. So it's a really good program to participate in. Just rewarding your students. And with that said, I see that we have two of the students online now. And that's Nikki or Honor, did you want to just answer more questions, or you want to do that after the students?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and let them give their testimonies, and then okay. We'll come back if there's more questions. Feel free to keep adding your questions.
Okay.
we have more time.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great. Okay, so first we have Morgan Kumi.
Hi, everyone. My name is Morgan Kumi, and I am a senior this year in high school. I first received this award when I was in fifth grade, and my teachers kind of just explained it to me, and I was really, really excited. They didn't tell us, like, who was going to get it, so it was a really big thing. But when I received the award, not only was I excited, but I was like, wow, even in elementary school, I was able to achieve such a high recognition. And I really took that to heart, and I used that to push me forward throughout my academic career, where I was also able to receive this award again in eighth grade and hopefully again in senior year. So overall, I really, really enjoy this program, and it is a really great thing to have with schools, just because it allows kids to see, oh yes, you are working hard and you will be recognized for that hard work, and it's not just going to waste. And as my college application season's coming to a close, I just plan on studying communications/media and journalism in the upcoming fall. I haven't decided on a school yet, but I am very excited, and I'm so glad that there was a program like this to allow me to see my academic journey through. So that's my little spiel.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Morgan. Thank you. Thank you, and we wish you well. Thank you so much. And next up, we'll have Blake Hopkins.
Hello, everyone. My name is Blake Hopkins, Blake Miles Hopkins. I am a junior. I'm going to start off with this. I received the Achievement Award when I was in elementary school. I was in the sixth grade. I was so excited about it. This award made me push even harder to not only excel like in academics, but also in the arts. So I am currently at the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley, which is located in Boston, studying opera. I'm just so grateful to receive this award, and thank you, U.S. Department of Education. Thank you.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much, Blake. Thank you. And I know you all have to get back to class. They're both doing classes virtually, and we thank you for taking the time out to be a part of the PEEP webinar. Thank you so, so much. And if you want to get back to any questions, Nikki or Honor, we can do that.
I see one from Renee. It says, when we place orders, how do we submit the letters of recommendation?
there's no letter of recommendation that we would receive. The letter of recommendation is mentioned on the criterion as far as if you submit that to the school principal. It could be a student that you highly recommend that should receive the Achievement Award or the Excellence Award. So that is done at the school level, and that's for a student. Again, it's usually for a student that is, you know, the teacher is working directly with the student and they see so much potential, or either they see how much they achieved, or they're just performing excellent in their particular class. So that's where that letter of recommendation is. It will go to the principal recommending that particular student. Any more questions?
Nikki, a question has come in. I have visited NAESP's website but do not see an actual link to order their certificates.
So the link, the website to order is not open yet. It will open next Wednesday, February 24th. There is information on our website. If you go up to resources, you'll see the program, the President's Education Awards program, listed under resources. And there's that currently the website that is up right now has a few FAQ answers provided for a lot of just common questions that we get right. coming in. So once the website, the ordering launches next Wednesday, the 24th, that website will change, and the next time you click on it, you'll be able to go through and actually order and click which products you'd like to receive.
This has been great. I don't see any more questions.
And there's really no deadline. I wouldn't call it a deadline, but ordering for this academic year, it'll be open until June. So you've got a good few months to actually get in all the information you need and to place your order for the presidential awards and related materials and whatnot. So no actual deadline. I don't like the word deadline.
Will they receive a follow-up email when the order link is live?
There will be a kind of quote-unquote promotional email that is sent out to everybody on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, just reminding everybody that the website and the ordering, online ordering is launching, and you can go online and place your order. And that link will be there and available, as well as a few other links to help you familiarize yourself with the particular criteria that's set for each individual award and just all the different merchandise that's available. Again, the certificates are always free of charge. And then there's additionally lapel pins that you can order for your students, and those are color coordinated based on the grade level. I would say there's blue for elementary, red for middle, and black for high school level, I do believe is the corresponding colors. There's also a white lapel pin for the achievement certificates to go along with that. We also have graduation cords and medallions, which are hugely popular, gold graduation, cords as well. So, just a lot of possibilities to recognize your kids.
That's cool. That really is. Is the ordering process similar to what it was last year?
Yes, it is. It is almost identical to what it was last year. The only difference between last year and this year is we've updated the shipping information, but it's not even noticeable. Basically, we just made it more streamlined on our website, so you can get all of that done through the online ordering portal. So try to increase the user experience with that, but everything else is almost exactly the same.
Very cool. Very cool.
And I want to add also, how can I put this? This year, hopefully, or probably next year, when things are better, normally what we do is, but we still can proceed with it. At the end of the school year, if you're having a graduation ceremony or a promotion ceremony for your students, I strongly encourage you can send me an email with that information. And normally what I do is we do a blog post, and which, if it's something unique about your school or your students, in which they, you know, really push to receive either award, we try to highlight students in the school. As with Morgan and Blake, you know, we try to do follow up and do impact stories and things like that. So I strongly encourage, if you have that this school year or any upcoming school years, I encourage you to, you know, send me an email. We like to have photos and things like that, and we can actually put it on the Ed's blog post. And again, if it's something unique about your school and things that you've done to in participation of this award, things like that, we strongly encourage you to reach out to us and share that information with us. And again, we just love getting photos and any information about your school and your students. So we strongly encourage that. And we like to highlight the students. So I just wanted to share that piece.
Another question has come up. Can a student receive the same award twice? Like a principal would nominate and then a parent, or do you care? Yeah. I mean,
I think I understand. Like maybe if, or they might be asking if a student can receive both the excellence and the achievement award.
Okay.
The long answer is no. Basically the excellence award is the top tier award. Basically, it's given based on, academic achievement and, you know, GPA scores, that kind of thing. The achievement award is given, in a nutshell, is awarded based on academic achievement at the same time, but it's for those students who did achieve greatly in their academics over the past year, but they just didn't have, let's say, the grade point average.
Right.
Exactly. To show for it. So somebody that brought up their grade point average from a 1.5 to a 3.0, that's incredible. That's an unbelievable feat. They deserve to be recognized for that.
Exactly.
But they didn't necessarily meet the criteria for the Excellence Award.
Right.
Award.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically one award per student for graduating student.
Right. Unless it's the citizenship award, they can get that with anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can always be honored for being a great citizen.
Awesome. Yeah. What a great way to promote their self-esteem during this pandemic time.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we, I'm just so thankful for you all joining us on this webinar to really, you know, put it out there that we're still, you know, we still are striving to reward the students in the midst of a pandemic. You know, because we know that it's a lot of change with all the students having to do work virtually and adjusting. And this award is still available, you know, to get out to the students. So whatever we can do on that end to put a smile on their face at the end of the school year, especially, you know, with them graduating, you know, some are missing out on their actual, you know, graduation and things like that. So this is really a good award to push to provide to the students.
And a great way to build the positive school culture. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
another question came in, and maybe this is more Nikki. How long does it on average take to receive an order? Or do you know? And what is the last day to order?
So there's the program is open in, through June, for this ordering year. So I would get your orders, placed and with us by June. Normally that's not an issue because schools like to hand these out to their students at end of school graduation ceremonies. So normally those have happened before June. But that is when the program officially closes down for the year. Turnaround time for receiving shipments, that depends on a few different factors. Again, right now we're experiencing a little bit of a delay with the certificates because of the turnover in administration. Right. So that's expected. But once everything gets into place, certificate orders will start shipping at the end of March. And then once everything gets into place, we start shipping out almost immediately. We really try to do have a quick turnaround time with getting to our schools and whatnot. And we also, I think Frances mentioned this, we have a kind of fail safe in place this year to ensure that your packages do get to you and they're not, mm-hmm. Refused or turned away by the school. Because a lot of schools are closed down these days. We are asking, individuals to confirm their shipping address before we actually send out the merchandise. Just again, to make sure that it gets to you on time. And then we do offer, a few different shipping, options and choices via FedEx. If you want it just regular ground delivery or second day delivery, whatnot, those options are available to you upon ordering. So delivery time, shipping time depends on those few different things.
Okay. Awesome answers.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not seeing any more. I think you've answered some of these other ones. Is it one or the other award for an elementary student who is moving to a middle school? Or do they decide that?
They would decide that. You're saying if they're graduating? Is that, I'm sorry.
I presume it's graduating. Is it one mm-hmm. or the other award for an elementary student who is moving to a middle? Like if they're graduating from an elementary and they're moving to a middle, then they
get. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I understand what they're saying. Yeah. So the fact that they're moving from elementary school to middle school, that really doesn't inform the award, which award they get. That's determined by their academics, basically.
Yeah.
So they would get either the excellence award or the achievement award. That's dictated by their GPA and a few other criteria that are listed on the Department of Education's website. But the fact that they're going from elementary to middle school, that isn't a deciding factor in which award they get.
Perfect.
Okay. And again, I kept stressing the whole time, but it, like Nikki was even saying as well, it's still on the school, the principal has the sole discretion, on which award, and both awards are given elementary, middle, and high school, but they've received one of each or one award, during each graduation year. So.
Well, that's it for questions. I do want to read Renee's comment. Renee says, thank you all so much. I can't wait to share this with our teachers. We want to make the class of 2021 feel so special, and I appreciate this information.
Awesome.
A lot of them are saying that. So.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thanks, Renee. That's a real feel-good comment. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Well, since we don't have any more questions coming in, again, please feel free to email Frances any questions that you can think of or might come up after the fact. Additional information you'll see right here that, again, ordering for the Presidential Awards opens next week on February 24th. The URL to place your orders is right there on the screen. If you have any questions about an order that you want to place or an order that you already placed, and have a question about it after the fact, you can call our fulfillment service line. The phone number is right there, or you can email them pete-acca_orders@abdintl.com. I'm also happy to answer any questions that you have. My information is not on the screen, but again, my name is Nikki Sparks. I'm with the National Association of Elementary School Principals. My email is nsparks@naesp.org. Both Frances and I are absolutely happy to help you with anything that you might have questions about or whatnot. I do, again, really do appreciate Frances for being here with us today and walking us through the President's Education Awards program. It's a really, really fantastic and simple way, in my opinion, to recognize students for all of their hard work, their perseverance. My gosh, we all know about perseverance over this past year.
Right.
We've all been hanging in there tough. But yeah, we just from all of us at NAESP, the Department of Education, NASSP, who we also partner with on this program, We appreciate all of you being here with us today and learning Thank about this program all. That's endured for decades and decades. And we hope to continue to bring these awards to you and your students. And as you heard from the testimonials, you know, kids remember yes. these things. They have a lasting right. impression on them. And yeah. Thank you for arranging those students to come and talk with us today, Frances.
Of course, of course. It's been an honor to be a part of this webinar today. So thank you all. Thank NASP. Thank you all, the principals, teachers, faculty members that took their time out to join today. I really appreciate it. Great questions. And hopefully we can do this again in the future. But please share this. As Honor stated, like, this will be on their website. So you're more than welcome to look at the slides again after the webinar is over. But you can reach out to Nikki or myself with any questions you may have. And I think that this went pretty well for saying this was our first PEEP webinar in the midst. I'll keep saying in the midst of a pandemic because we're all going through so much with our students and things like that. But this certificate or this award will, you know, give them a little more hope, build them up even more. So we hope that you are participating. If you're not already, please participate or help get the word out to others, your other school districts or other schools. We're trying to get so many on board. So we would love to have you be a part of the PEEP program. So thank you all so much for taking
Well said, Frances. I hope everyone has a great afternoon, and thanks again for joining us. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much. Take care, everyone.